It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Thursday talk around going on here. Got a cloudy sky and kind of looks like it's going to be a rainy affair for most of the day today. Time to check in with Kathy and Tom from Chinkabazoo, this Thursday's edition of the Morning Zoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
What's good to have you in studio, as always.
It's good to be here.
Kind of brightens up my Thursday.
Wow, okay, you always brighten up my
People always say I'm just a ray of sunshine.
Isn't he? Isn't he? Wouldn't you agree?
Tom Schmaltz, the ray of sunshine. Yeah, we hear that almost every day.
Yeah. Okay, I tell myself.
Yeah, it's him out in the zoo saying that.
Gotcha. Well, what's going on? What's going on at Chinkabazoo? I love asking that question because I never have to prep because there's always a ton of stuff.
Well,
going on
even though
there.
We just teased Tom, he's really been doing a lot of people do. For some reason, they like him.
They do. They love the schmaltz.
I'm a big teddy bear.
Yeah, you really are. You really are.
We've been doing a lot of outreach and on-site education with our education team, with our whole team. Because everybody at the zoo, doesn't matter your position, everybody's an educator. But, of course, Bruce and Melissa have been doing a lot of things with outreach. AD's been doing outreach. We've been making the fair circuit. In fact, we'll be at the county fair on tomorrow
at
2 o'clock at the Free Stage. So check that out. And, so good things happening there. We want to remind people that I know we're back to school here in North Dakota and Minnesota's coming,
that.
But we are at the zoo. We don't go away. Mm. We don't send the animals anywhere, which, remember that? It was like an old-time myth that's continued through the years.
Where do you send them?
We still get questions. Where do you send the animals in the wintertime? We keep them at their ours. So, with the exception of some goats. So if you want to go, come get one. Just kidding.
Quit stopping now. You know which one I'll be coming for.
No, Beatrix is staying. Sorry. Yeah. Uh-huh. Bee's a favorite.
Beatrix has become kind of a focal point down there. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So if people don't know what we're talking about, we had a little runt this summer. And so we needed to bottle her because she couldn't stand.
It was touch and go. I was down there the day she was born. It was touch and go.
It was.
And you guys brought her,
brought her around, and now she's like. Meh.
That's what happens when you have a goat in your house. You start bad like a goat.
See, I think what you should do, because I know this because we're friends. Just through the years, how many different species you've had actually in your home. Either they're newborns or you're nursing them back to health.
Yes.
You bring them right into the house and bless you for that.
Well, around-the-clock care, you can only make so many trips to the zoo.
That is true.
And especially when you're watching respirations and different things like that. And so, no, but our whole team is great about... I mean, they have the touch.
Right.
The touch is there. The touch is with the team, and it was worked. So Beatrix is going to stay with us. but anyway, we're open. We're still open till 6 o'clock. Through tomorrow, and then starting Saturday is our fall hours, and that's 10 to 4.
Okay.
10 to 4, and we set these hours as per what our visitation is. So basically our visitors are telling us when they're going to come.
Sure.
10 to 4, and that's only going to be, I shouldn't say only going to be, it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 10 to 4, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's starting this week. But with Saturday with the 4 o'clock, and then by appointment. So don't forget, we have a lot of things going on. So we want to say, still make appointments, to still bring your groups through. We're there all the time.
Right.
So bring them. But just to have the gate open with no visitation is a lot of.
And that's kind of the schedule you've had for a few years, isn't it?
We usually been open every day in the fall up until Zoo Boo. But our visitors are telling us we're not coming Monday through Wednesday. And we get it.
Absolutely.
They're happy to come closer to the weekend, and we're happy with that.
Absolutely. Even if you got to call and make an appointment just to see Tom Schmaltz.
That's right. That's worth the trip alone.
Just to drink in a little of that sunshine.
It's a good thing I'm sitting with my feet up.
I know. It's getting really thick in here.
Yeah, it's getting really thick.
What the deal is. But.
And it's also a perfect time for the school groups. They can come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They can do their thing. The company that come in and want to do a behind the scenes. You know, this is a great time to get your team all jazzed up going into the winter so they're excited. We did a group in there, and when they left, every one of the people said thank you. This is what I needed. Mm-hmm. This is what I need to get going. And this is the perfect time. And then, you know, with the outreach, we can come into your company and bring animals and talk to your employees and get them jazzed up, because there's no person more jazzy than Kathy Dickman.
See, this is jazz a lot today. See? We went to what movie he was watching. He was in jazz.
Just a pick-me-up, you know.
We do feel that way. We draw energy from our crew loves people to be excited, and so we have a lot of that on there. Real quickly,
time.
A woman and her full family, an extended family, came to the zoo this week, and she was wearing a shirt and it had all 50 states on it, and it said I visited all 50 states. And so she stopped to ask me a question about something, and I commented on her shirt, and she said, well, I couldn't wear this yesterday because today I visited North Dakota, now I got all 50 states. And she said, we don't just visit a state. Yeah. We choose a place. We chose Wahpeton. The zoo, she said, and also I should let you know, she said, I'm a professional traveler, and the zoo is going to get, and Wahpeton's going to get a very good review from me.
Now, how does that make you feel? Well, you're so good at deflecting a lot of things.
I share these comments with the team because you know the team. But that's because we've been here for many years. We've established what we want our goals for our visitors to be, what we want their experience to be, and we keep changing that. We keep growing with them and adhering to what we know in science, education, and also to increase that. I'm losing my words. I never lose my words. I'm just like, I know. improve on that experience and make it the best we can, and even custom it for people. So
Enhanced.
You think I use enrichment enhancement the time, and I can't even think. Enhance is what I was looking for.
Right.
Enhance your visit at Jahinkapa. Yeah. So let us know what your thoughts and needs are, even if it's just a chat on the pathway. We're there.
Well, I was amazed the first year I was down there painting how many people come around there and tourists come around there and say, you know what? I was just going around on the internet, and I found Wahpeton, and I found this amazing zoo.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing here. There was an older couple from Louisiana down there talking to me about that. And it's just by accident. And we're so glad we came here because this is amazing.
Well, we just had a huge family come through there from Arkansas, and they brought their son up to college at NDSU, and they looked what to do in the area, and they saw our billboards, and they came down to Wahpeton, and they said it was well worth the trip.
Absolutely.
We are so glad, and when we come back to visit him, we will be there again. And you walk through the parking lot this week, and it's like, are we still in North Dakota? Because there's every license everybody.
Right.
And the parking lot's been full, so it's been great.
Well, drink that in, both of you, because it starts at the top. I know you got a great crew down there, but the two of you do incredible work down there. And really, really, talk about enhancement of this community. That's what the zoo does, I think, better than anything.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We love our community, and we're happy to be in it. And thank you for your partner with us.
Absolutely. And
speaking of that,
Saturday, 1:00.
Bill Dablo at the zoo. Painting.
Right down there. Yeah,
Leopards.
Snow leopards, and I'll be doing that through September.
Mm-hmm.
So. Keepers were talking about getting training treats for you. Every time you paint, they're going to throw you a.
There you
treat.
Go. Clicker training. Yeah, that's probably what's coming next. So looking forward to that on Saturday.
Perfect.
Weather this weekend might be a little warm, but it's beautiful, and it's August weather. So get on down to the zoo.
Very good.
Tom and Kathy, always great to have you in here. It's the Morning Zoo. We do this every Thursday. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Got a mostly cloudy sky, some showers in the area, 66 degrees. It is Thursday, August 22nd, from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. 37-year-old Warren woman was hurt when her minivan rear-ended a semi-truck south of Warren in Polk County on Tuesday afternoon. State Patrol says Shirley Rick is suspected of being under the influence of drugs when she failed to brake and hit the truck as it slowed to make a turn. Rick was taken to All True Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. She was wearing a seatbelt. The 84-year-old Warren man driving